I want to ask you tonight, how do you make a spiritual decision? I'm not asking you to stand up here and tell me. I'm asking you to rehearse in your own mind. Maybe you're 17, maybe you're 18. How do you personally, before we start these readings, how do you make one of those decisions? There's a lot of ways to do it. One of the easiest is to look around and see what everybody else is doing. Anybody here that would raise their hand and say, I've never done that? We probably have all done it. That's one way. Just to follow the crowd. It's a dangerous, dangerous thing to do. To just make a decision based upon what my friends are doing. To make a decision that might be popular. It might be that it's a very popular thing to do. And so I make it based on that. Or maybe we look, and we're going to start tomorrow with the man Samson. We're going to look at how he made decisions. You can look at his life, and I can, and my kids can, and we can prosper by the lessons that he learned. We can keep from making decisions in the way that he made them. We'll look later in the week at Rebekah and at Isaac. And we'll look again at how they came to the decisions, how they thought about them, how they applied the word of God to the time or the decision that was before them. And I told Emil this afternoon, well, I'd like to hang a verse over top of the reading as just a little background for us to start the readings tomorrow. It comes from Galatians 6 and verses 7 and 8. And I dare say that most of you here know these verses. I'm watching my clock so I don't go for an hour and a half. But let's put these verses in the back of our minds as we approach the Bible study tomorrow morning. Galatians 6, 7. Be not deceived. Who is in danger of being deceived here? Is God in danger of being deceived? It's not him. Who is it that is in danger? Why, it's you and I. And I want you to stop and think about it. When someone deceives you, what do? They tell you, Andrew, one thing. And they didn't mean that at all. They meant something entirely different. They deceived you. Be not deceived. God, let this burn into your hearts, young people. God is not mocked. He's not mocked. I'm a gardener. I love to garden. Kevin's been to our house at garden time. I've never planted corn and seen a potato come up where I planted the corn. Doesn't happen. When I plant corn and I put the corn into the ground, you get corn. Usually you get weeds with them, don't you? Yeah, usually you get weeds with them. Listen to what he's saying. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. If I tell you the word principal, it can mean two things. It could mean the person that's the head of a school, can it? But if I put the other ending on it, it will mean a statement that is always the same. Its results will always be the same. It's not something that will happen this way today and another way tomorrow and another way the next day. It is that which is always going to be true. Here's a principle from the Word of God that the Spirit of God says to you and I, you can take this, you can take this principle, you can apply it to your life, and you will find it is always, every time, the same. Never will I find that blessing comes when I, as a Christian, have sowed to the flesh. Never will I find that when I have sought to honor Christ in the decisions that I have made, and I've put the Lord first, that there will be the weeds that we see in the lives of so many fellow believers. Mark this verse as we study the life of Samson. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall. Lots of people don't like words like this. Shall. They'd say, Brother Chuck, don't you mean might? Chuck, don't you mean could? Well, wait a minute. I didn't write this. You didn't write it. The Spirit of God penned it. And he says, I want you to hide this word in your heart that you might not sin against me. He that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. How sad if that becomes the story of the life of any young person that has sat in these readings, that has been to Eastern Bible over the last many years, has looked at the Word of God. I know some that aren't here this year. Some can't be. We understand that. I know some others. Oh, I wish they were here. I'm afraid that in the course of a year, they've made some decisions that are not good. And they've affected their lives. You see the importance of this, young people? We said, or I was going to say earlier, following that decision, we often sing it, I have decided to follow Jesus. Following that decision, know what you want to do to earn a living, where you want to go to school. Go into a little more serious thing. Who are you going to marry? Who is Miss Wright or Mr. Wright going to be? How are you going to make those decisions? These are lifelong decisions. And yet, in the next 9 years, everybody in this room will probably have made two and maybe three of those decisions. What's the basis? What is the basis upon which those decisions are going to be made? Oh, I tell you, it's crucial.